Well, good evening there, church family. Here it is Tuesday. We're a little later in the day, but it's time for us to spend a few moments just contemplating something here in the Word of God. Before we do turn our hearts towards the Scriptures, let's just open up in a word of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day, and as we take a look at your Word, which is timeless and true, may it truly impact us for your glory, and that your kingdom would continue to go forth, and that you would strengthen and empower us as those who belong to that kingdom. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today's scripture comes out of Psalm 68. We're going to actually just take a look at verse 19, which says, "Blessed be the Lord who daily bears us up. God is our salvation." But let's consider a couple of the phrases in here. And I've entitled this devotional Day by Day. And it says, "Blessed be the Lord." And the question, you know, at this point is, you know, why is it important for us to bless the Lord? You know, we find ourselves facing all kinds of things each and every day. Some are good, some are not so good, some are just downright bad. And we need to make sure that we keep things in perspective. And of course, as David penned this psalm, as one who understands all of those different types of situations, stops for the moment to say, "Blessed be the Lord." And see, we bless the Lord when we give testimony to the fact that He is good. We know that God is always good, all the time, and all the time God is good. We never need doubt that, and even when things around us are not good, that does not change the character of who God is. We also give testimony to the fact that He is gracious when we bless Him, that He continues to shower upon us each and every day things that we have not earned, things that we do not deserve, but yet in His goodness as well as His graciousness, He blesses us each and every day, and we need to stop and bless Him for that. And third, we give testimony to the fact that He's glorious. He is not like any other being, because He is the supreme being. He is the one and true God alone. And the question you may ask is, well, why should we bless Him based on this verse? Well, you'll notice the two phrases that follow, "Blessed be the Lord." It says, "who daily bears us up." So the first thing that we should do in relation to blessing Him based off of this verse is the fact that He bears us up. It means that He enables us and He aids us to be able to bear up under whatever we may find ourselves facing, whether it be because of the circumstances of life, whether it may be because God has placed upon us something as a trial to hone our character and to draw us closer to Him. He bears us up in the fact that He gives us the strength to be able to do what we need to do. He does not just leave us floundering, but instead He is right there with us all the time. Matter of fact, he doesn't even leave us, because you'll notice it says, "who daily bears us up." Now, it can be literally translated day by day. So there's not a day that goes by where we should not bless the Lord, because He is right there with us, helping us to bear up under everything that life may present. And it also says there, as it closes out the verse, that God is our salvation. So another reason why we should bless Him is because He delivers us from those things. Whether he bears us up to the point of going the full distance, as or whether He gives us that way of escape so that we may be able to bear up underneath of it. He is our salvation. He is our deliverer. And all of this just gives testimony to the fact that God is good to us, that He watches over us, and He provides for us. I mean, these are truths that we should take to heart each and every day. You know, and it made me think of the song that we have not sung in a long time, the song Day by Day, which was written by Lena Sandell Berg. She was known as the Fanny Crosby of Sweden, and her father was the pastor, and when she was 26 years of age, she joined him on a trip that took him on a ship, and unfortunately, during that trip, the ship had suddenly lurched to one side. It threw her father overboard, and she watched as her father drowned right before her very eyes. And she had written songs before this one, but this one come out of that moment And notice the words as I close out this daily devotional of this young woman showing her love for the Lord and her strength coming from the one who saved her and made her. So listen, it says, "Day by day and with each passing moment, strength I find to meet my trials here. Trusting in my Father's wise bestowment, I've no cause for worry or for fear. He whose heart is kind beyond all measure gives unto each day what he deems best. Lovingly, it's part of pain and pleasure, mingling toil with peace and rest. Every day the Lord himself is near me with a special mercy for each hour. All my cares he fain would bear and cheer me. He whose name is Counselor and Power. The protection of his child and treasure is a charge that on himself he laid. As thy days, thy strength shall be in measure. This the pledge to me he made. Help me then in every tribulation so to trust thy promises, O Lord, that I lose not faith, sweet consolation, offered me within thy holy word. Help me, Lord, when toil and trouble meeting, ever to take as from a father's hand, one by one the days, the moments fleeting, till with Christ the Lord I stand." So may you this day, and day by day, with each passing moment, not forget to bless the Lord, because he is the one who daily, day by day, bears us up, because he is the God of our salvation. Let's bow for a closing word of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this truth. We thank you for the words that you gave young Lena as she penned these at the age of 26, and soon after losing her father, who was faithfully serving you. And Lord, I pray that they may be a testimony to your grace even in her life, as well as in ours today. And we thank you that we can bless you today, and we give you all the honor, the praise, and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, God bless you, church family, and have a wonderful Tuesday evening.